following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. Across America, a new school year has begun. For many, that means remote online instruction day after day. Dina Mitchell checks in on how students and parents are coping with education in the COVID era.
For many, schooling via computer has meant internet crashes and bad connections. On the first day of school, most students in the largest district in Texas, the Houston Independent School District, couldn't log in to It's Learning, a remote educational management system that utilizes Microsoft Office tools. Dr. Claudia Morales is the Director of Professional Development for the Houston Federation of Teachers.
And teachers and students were very frustrated because they could not access their classes. Of course, you know, teachers' cell phones, emails, school phones, of course, were on blast because everybody was trying to call them saying, we cannot access, you know, our classes.
By the end of the week, many problems had been resolved. But students around the country are experiencing a bumpy ride with remote learning, often leading to frustration. Azucena Itule Ramos is entering her junior year in high school in Berkeley, California, a critical year for college-bound students. She hopes to attend prestigious Brown University, and she feels the pressure to perform well, even during a pandemic. She is learning via the video meeting app, Zoom, 3 hours every morning, followed by hours of homework.
A lot of the times my eyes hurt at the end of the day, especially with my biology class, where she's going twice as fast, I'm having to do 6 hours of homework after school by myself.
Salman Khan started Khan Academy in 2004, an online education website that features courses in a wide variety of subjects in more than 40 languages, all free. Today, Khan Academy has more than 100 million users worldwide, from preschoolers to college students.
Districts are trying to transplant what they were doing in the physical realm and putting it straight onto video conference. And it's a start, but I think we're almost erring on the side of too much now. Teachers are feeling overwhelmed because they have to do everything they were doing before, but now they have this added dimension of how do I virtualize it.
Khan Academy has resource guides for teachers on how better to teach online and keep students engaged. To make the most of online learning, he says take frequent breaks. When sites crash, step away. And as is often required during a pandemic, take a deep breath. Dina Mitchell for VOA News, Oakland, California.
Thank you for being with us for Time for Technology. Please join us again next week and make certain you stay up to date by checking our website at voanews.com and all of our digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.